W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Chris here. So the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is upon us. And, I just wanted to take a moment to sort of just reflect and give you a quick update on everything. So on the podcast front, I've got two sort of specials coming out that will be reflecting on the events of September 11th and its legacy from a kind of counter-terrorism perspective and just sort of looking at how it's affected policy for good and bad. And then the podcast itself, I'm planning to take a production break in October. So after the sort of 9/11 specials that come out over the next month, I will be just sort of shutting up shop for a few weeks just to catch my breath, because the balance between work and podcasting has suddenly caught up with me and I feel I need a bit of a break. So the podcast will return on the after the September 11th specials will return on the 5th of November. So with September 11th, I thought I'd just take a little moment. You know, we've all got our sort of 9/11 stories, and I was just sort of reflecting back on the events of that day, the terrible events of that day. And so I suppose my story, which isn't that exciting. I mean, I was in central London. I was 20 years old, and I'd just come back from a holiday out of town, and I was visiting a friend who lived in Paddington. And we were in Soho. I was with my friend. He wanted to sign up for a gym, so we were on our way to this gym, and as we're on our way, another friend of mine, his name is Oliver, who unfortunately is no longer with us, he texted me to say that planes are attacking the Twin Towers. And I don't know, it just seemed a bit unreal. And when I read that text message, for some reason, the picture in my mind was King Kong on top of the Empire State Building swatting away these little biplanes. I have no idea why that image popped into my head on that morning or that afternoon even in the UK. So yeah, that was the image in my head. So I don't know, it just didn't really compute. And we were going through the process of signing up for this gym. So I got the message and we walked into this gym in Soho. And it was just in the back of my mind. It was bothering me. And it was like, what the hell's going on? Planes attacking the Twin Towers. My other friend who was with me at the time was a bit oblivious. He was just focused on joining this gym and stuff and going through that process whilst I was somewhat distracted. So I excused myself and I went and found a television. There was a bar right next to this gym. And the bar was just on the corner of Endell Street. And there was this big TV. And that's when I saw the reality. The footage I saw was, I think it must have been on the BBC News. It was, I think, just after the second plane had hit. And annoyingly, with this particular camera angle, the camera seemed to be tilting. So it gave the impression the building was falling. So it was quite a dramatic first image to see. It was like smoke billowing out these twin towers and the camera was tilting. And it looked like it was kind of the building was falling sideways. And after obviously seeing the footage a few times, I realized obviously that wasn't the case, but it was still equally as horrifying. And you know, I just couldn't get the thought of being trapped on one of those airplanes and then plowing into a building out of my mind. It just stuck with me. I think it's because maybe I'm an aviation enthusiast, so I don't know, once you're on an airplane you're kind of sealed in, and there's just something about that being sealed in and your fate being, I don't know, taken out of your hands kind of just bothered me, and it's just stuck with me. And I found that thought in particular, being on the plane, as one of the most horrifying things. And one of the passengers, I later found out, was the co-creator of the TV show Frasier, which was one of my favourite shows at the time. So it was just like, wow. Only 2 years before, I'd visited the set of Frasier in Paramount Studios, on a Paramount Studios tour. So, that was, I suppose, my only kind of 2 degrees of separation from 9/11, I guess. And then minutes later, you know, I was walking around, now joined by my friend, and we're both kind of walking around the dais, and we slowly walk down Endell Street and see another television, and suddenly we see the Pentagon had been hit. And in that moment, the film Doctor Strangelove came into my mind. Doctor Strangelove I'd just only seen for the first time about 4 days before the events of 9/11. And I literally felt like, this is it. This is the beginning of World War III. You know, I remember the shiver going, feeling of a shiver going down my spine. It was like that for about a good couple of hours. And as we were watching events unfold on this TV, I started to notice London was getting quieter and quieter and quieter until it kind of, it pretty much came to, the way I remember it, it pretty much came to a standstill. If that's 100% accurate, I'm not sure, but that's kind of how I remember it, and the city just slowly falling incredibly silent. And London's never been as quiet as that until COVID hit last year and the lockdowns began. And then walking around London, it was very similar to the what it sounded like on 9/11. You could literally hear a pin drop as the afternoon progressed. So in the UK, I think it was about 2 p.m. ish when this all took place. And you know, and I was joined, you know, we were just meeting random strangers and exchanging our views on what the hell's going on. And I remember prior to witnessing the events on television a few days before, I'd been reading a magazine which I think was called The Intelligence Files, or now known as I Spy, and they had some information on a video that had been that the CIA were analyzing. And in this video, there was a man who was shooting at a picture of President Clinton, who wasn't the president then, but his picture was being shot at nonetheless. And there was this group called Al-Qaeda and a man called Osama bin Laden, and that they were targeting America. Now, you know, up until the day of 9/11, Al-Qaeda and bin Laden were not exactly household names, but by the end of that day or a day after, they certainly were. And that was 9/11, and I, you know, made my way back to my friend's flat in Paddington. I was just stuck watching the TV for hours, and eventually, you know, we ended the day going to get some drinks at a pub in Paddington, and just, I don't know, just being mentally exhausted from those terrible events. It was really a dreadful day, and you know, it's a day that's sort of changed so much, and there's nothing, you know, nothing original me saying that, but literally things did change. You know, one of my interviews it would be coming up, I was reflecting on how in the late 90s it felt like the world was sort of starting to move forward in a positive direction. The Cold War had ended, and it was the time of that famous end of history business from Francis Fukuyama. Anyway, so it was the time of the end of history, and we all thought that, the you know, humanity's changed. And how maybe arrogant we were to think that, I don't know, or how deluded we were to think that. But anyway, so yeah, 9/11 happened, and things were never the same again after that. And you know, 9/11 certainly led to the creation of this podcast. It led to a very strange period of my life where I became a conspiracy theorist for a while, and thankfully I managed to get myself out of that mindset. And you can listen to some of my episodes with David Nywert where I discuss that. Honestly, 9/11, I just, you know, I'm amazed it's 20 years since that day, because I remember the feeling on that day, even though I wasn't in New York, I was in London, but I remember feeling that this literally could be it. And I think maybe because I was 20 and it was such a dramatic event, you know, this was, I suppose, my JFK moment, and it really did sort of have a massive effect on me, and still does. You know, still seeing that footage of people having to make the choice between burning alive or jumping out the building, it still haunts me, you know. And the images of those planes slamming into the tower, and the thought of those poor people trapped on those planes with no choice, their destiny literally taken out of their hands, that bothers me, and still now. So we've got some shows coming up on 9/11. I hope they do justice to the topic, and I hope you find them interesting. And just to recap, so the podcast after those 9/11 specials will be, yeah, the podcast will be sort of taking a mini break, and then it will be returning on the 5th of November. And it will be back at still once a month, maybe with the odd extra episode a month, depending on how my schedule's going. But yeah, it's just that trying to get my work-life podcasting balance. And just in the last few months, suddenly work's really picked up in a really positive way, which is nice. You know, there's some exciting spy related scripts that I'm working on, and I hope they see the light of day. We will see. I'm working hard behind the scenes on that, so as soon as I have some exciting news to share, you'll be the first to hear it. But just to set your expectations, that might be a little while yet, because film's unfortunately a bit of a slow beast, but here we go. Anyway, just want to take a moment to say thank you very much for listening, and if anybody is listening who was affected by that day, physically or mentally, you know, just want to extend, I don't know, a virtual hug, my best wishes. It was a terrible day. If anybody lost any family members, you have my deepest condolences. I lost a few relatives in the last couple of years and it was dreadfully painful, and I just can't imagine what it must be like to lose a relative in such a horrific event as 9/11, or in the subsequent events of the War of Terror in Iraq or Afghanistan. So on that note, I'm going to wrap up, but thank you very much, and if you're still listening, thank you, and we will be back soon. Take care.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.